1, 2, 3.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are in for a treat. Still nice and warm. We're not going to complain about that. We have to tell you they didn't have a chance to change that phone number. And we do have a new toll-free phone number. Write it down, 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll all work together, and we'll put the garden to bed and prepare for the holidays. Now, what needs to be done now while the weather is nice? Well, the first thing, if you purchase a tree that is over 6 feet in height, it really should be staked. Your local garden center, feed and grain stores will have a staking kit for around $10. We'll have stakes, wire, 3 pieces of hose, and you anchor the tree down. That way, when the wind begins to blow, all the movement above is going to react with the root system moving below ground. If you can anchor it, the wind will blow the tree around, but the top will stay secure, and there'll be no movement below ground, which means the little tiny air roots, little tiny roots that have emerged from your newly planted tree that are doing all the work, collecting the water and the nourishment, if the ball in the ground begins to wiggle back and forth, they will break, especially when the ground is not frozen where you live. And who knows what's going to happen this year. So that tree should be staked. Again, your local garden center has staking kits, and they can explain to you how to attach them. If you planted any fruit trees this year, the one thing that you should do is wrap the trunk of that tree, and it can be done two ways. You can buy something called hardware cloth at any hardware stores and some of the garden centers also. And what it is a wire with 1 inch or less squares. And you would create a collar around the trunk of the tree, pushing it into the ground about an inch, maybe two, and coming up out of the ground about 2 feet. The reason is the bark of your fruit trees are very tasty, and mice, moles, and larger animals during the winter months, if there's a shortage of food, will eat the bark from your tree. If they eat the bark all the way around your tree, the tree will die. If you're not one that's good with bending wires, you can buy a tree wrap. Tree wrap is a very heavy, kind of a cardboard type paper with a center painted with asphalt. So you wrap the plant from the ground up to the top of the branch, tie both top and bottom, and when the rodent begins to chew on the tree wrap, he will get into the asphalt, will not like the taste of it, and will leave the plant alone. So either use a tree wrap paper or hardware cloth. And fruit trees especially really, really need it. Now, if you have some flowering trees that have a very smooth bark, like a flowering cherry, a flowering dogwood, flowering pear, the first year out of the nursery, it's important that you wrap that tree also. The reason is, in the nursery, they are grown in a row. And during the winter, they are shaded by each other. When you have a tree all by itself in the middle of your lawn, and especially the flowering cherry, if we have a winter with very cold days and nights, but early in the morning the sun comes up, gets your temperatures well above freezing, and then that night it cools down very quickly, the bark will expand with the temperature change as it gets cold. In the morning, when the sun hits it, it will relax. At night, when the sun sets, it will expand again. And what will happen is, on the south side of your tree, the tree could crack from the ground up as high as 2 or 3 or even 4 feet. So if you have bought a cherry, whether it's a weeping cherry or an upright, if you have a flowering pear or a dogwood, the very first year, you don't have to do this every single year, but the first year, if you could wrap it with some tree wrap, and again, it's available at all nurseries and garden centers, it will prevent this cracking on the south side of the plant. It won't kill the tree, but it can damage it severely, preventing it from developing to its potential, and you could have a plant that's going to be misshapen, stunted, and never really do what you want it to. Again, it doesn't have to be done every year, but if you planted a new tree, put some tree wrap around it, it does make a difference. And again, if it's over 6 feet tall, you should stake it to the ground to prevent it from moving. Now, broadleaf evergreens that you planted this year, things like azaleas, rhododendron, holly, mountain laurel, boxwood. These are plants that, again, are not well established in your garden. You've only put them in the ground for 1 year. Use what's called an anti-desiccant. And an anti-desiccant is like a wax. You can buy it pre-mixed. You can buy it as a concentrate if you have a lot of plants to do. but it really does help to prevent winter damage. And you would apply it on the day when the temperatures are above freezing, and for the next 4 or 5 days, we're talking 50 plus degrees throughout the whole Northeast. So take advantage of it. Go to your garden center, ask for wilt proof or wilt stop. Spray it on the top of the foliage, and if you can apply it on the underside of the foliage, it will make a tremendous difference in the foliage drying out, because what it will do, it will plug up the pores on the underside of the leaf and on top, so that when the wind blows across your yard and the pores are open on a nice day, it will prevent moisture from escaping, trapping it in the leaf. If the foliage is able to lose moisture, right now it's okay. But when the ground freezes and the root system can no longer pull it out of the ground, they will dry out, turn brown, and fall, and you could lose your plant.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With new financial dominoes falling each day, do you know who really runs this country? This is Alex Jones with a special message about the gangster economy. Folks, if you're lucky enough to have a little money set aside for a rainy day, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I want to tell you about an exciting new book that reveals how to keep the gangster economy from murdering your money. That's right, murdering your money. Learn about the 14 vicious dominoes of destruction set to unleash hell on earth for savers and investors. Learn the 11 ways to play gangster economy judo and win. Learn how to beat the bad guys at their own game. Learn ingenious ways to profit in the new gangster economy. To read more about this amazing new book, don't wait. Go to gangstereconomy.com. That's gangstereconomy.com. Don't let the bad guys destroy your money. Go to gangstereconomy.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's not snowing. It's going to be a nice day. Great day to work out in the yard. And if we can give you some ideas, the number to call, 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. You give us a call, talk with Tom, he'll get you set up, and we'll get you motivated. Because this is the time of the year where we have a lot to do. Now, things that need to be done. If you want to enjoy the springtime, you've got to get down to your local nursery and garden center and pick up some tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, and get the bulbs planted. The ground is still soft in most areas. And if you want a nice springtime with color, you still have plenty of time to get the bulbs in the ground. And planting bulbs is real, real easy. Yeah, all you have to remember is one thing, and that's the depth of planting a bulb. So you look at the bulb. A daffodil, for example, is 3 inches tall, and you need to cover that bulb with twice as much soil as the bulb is tall. So you have a 3-inch tall daffodil. You need to dig a hole 9 inches deep. 3 inches for the bulb, and twice as much soil on top of it. A tulip is about 2 inches, so you need to dig a hole 6 inches deep. 2 inches for the tulip, and twice as much soil, which would be 4 inches, on top of it. Now, the general rule when you plant bulbs is the point always goes up. If you can't find a point, look at it carefully, because there are plants like ranunculus that are knobby, and you really can't tell. See if you can find on that bulb a little hair, because that could be the root. So then that would be the bottom part of your bulb. Now, when you plant these bulbs, what I want you to do is this. The old-fashioned way was to put bone meal. The problem with bone meal is it smells. Dogs, raccoons, skunks, and worse, moles, chipmunks, and squirrels will dig in the ground and eat the bulb. You want to put some food in there. So your local garden center will have a special bulb fertilizer, or what's even better that I like is seaweed kelp meal. A lot of the garden centers carry it. It is more powerful than regular bulb food because it has all of the goodness from the ocean. You put a teaspoon of either in the hole per bulb. Work it in with the soil. Set your bulbs. Space them accordingly. And when you plant your bulbs, plant them in a circle. Never in a row. In a circle, in a clump. When it gets windy, and in the spring, it does get cold and windy. Because they're planted together, they brace each other with the force of the wind. If you put them in a row, like soldiers, and the wind comes up, there's no bracing, and they may go down just like dominoes. Okay? So, twice as deep as the bulb is high, use either a bulb food or seaweed kelp, and keep away from bone meal. Once they're all planted, water the area thoroughly, and then just wait. And in late March, early April, May, and in June, you will have color. And there are some that will even bloom in February.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free, brand new, so write it down, 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. And we want to say a special hello to a new member of the Paul Parent Garden Club, WXNR, 100.7 FM in Plattsburgh, New York. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club family, and we hope that you give us a call, and we'll help you to prepare for winter. You're like us. I'm in Maine. It's cold, and it's going to get colder. And if you need some help, you give us a call. We're here for you. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who do we have up first today?
First up, we've got Jim from Cape Cod with a question about moss.
Good morning, Jim. How can we help you out today?
Good morning to you, sir. My question is it cold enough to spread the moss control I purchased from Scott's this past summer?
You can apply it. The thing that you want to do is read the instructions carefully, because I'm pretty sure that the moss has to be wet to be more effective. So right now, it's, you know, the ground, because of the temperature, the grass is frosty, so it probably wouldn't be a good idea to do it right now. But maybe after 9, 10 o'clock, once the sun hits the grass and any frost that's on it thaws, then it would work really well. If your moss is dry, drag out the hose and spend 5 minutes watering that particular area. That way, when you put the product down, it will stick to the moss, be absorbed, and do a much, much better job. If the moss is dry, the little granules tend to bounce as they fall, and it won't be as effective. But wait until things warm up. So, because if your lawn is frosty, where I live in Maine, my lawn is white right now. Of course, it's 34 degrees, so everything is frozen. So, wait until things warm up. If not, put the water on it, and it will do a real good job for you. Now, the other thing that you can do, if you're listening and you have a lawn the same way, if you have a wood-burning stove, a pellet stove, when you clean out that stove, take those ashes, throw them where you have moss growing in your lawn. A 5-gallon bucket of wood ash is equivalent to a 50-pound bag of lime. The difference is, if you put down a bag of lime, it's going to take 6 months to work. And if you have moss, and you want to, if you want to control it, now is the time to add lime. Not in the spring, because again, it won't work until the fall. But wood ash, when you apply wood ash at this time of the year, it will begin to work instantly. And by the time the ground freezes, the acidity level in your soil will be a lot less. So save that wood ash. When you clean it, don't throw it in the trash. Spread it in your vegetable garden. Spread it in your perennial beds. And spread it on your lawn where you know there is moss visible. Believe me, it will help you a great deal. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Nancy from Maine with a question about lilacs.
Good morning, Nancy. How can we help you with your lilacs today?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I would like to ask you about two items, and one is my lilacs. I have one little tree that's amongst about, shrub amongst about 30 of them, and the bark and the new shoot have all turned white. And the second question is about three maples that are on the same side of the driveway. They're within 15 feet of each other, and large black spots are on about 80 to 85% of all the leaves, the size of a quarter.
Yep.
And they are on the driveway side dividing property from our neighbor and ourselves that has like almost like a drainage ditch running mm-hmm. down between the driveway. And I wouldn't be and their barn. I wouldn't be surprised if the roots are even into an old manure pit.
The black spots on the foliage is a fungus. And part of it was caused by the weather that we had this year, and I really wouldn't be concerned. The one thing that I do want you to do, when you notice that you have a tree that has a lot of black spots on it right now, and sometimes they're not visible during the year because they're not dark black. Okay, you notice them more in the fall. If that's a situation, you need to make sure that those leaves get away from the plant. The reason is those black spots contain spores for next year. And if you allow the leaves to build up underneath the plant and stay there, the following year, when the tree begins to make all new leaves that are beautiful and clean, the spores from the leaves from the previous year will begin to wake up. And what happens is the spore from that disease will fill up with a gas, a naturally made gas, and it's like a helium balloon. As it fills up with gas, it will float up. When it makes contact with a brand new leaf on your tree next spring, it will stick to it, and you'll have the same fungus problem again. So, if you can get rid of those leaves, the likelihood of you having a problem again next year will be a lot less. Rake them up, get them out of there, put them in your compost pile where they'll break down and turn into a great mulch, a great soil conditioner, but get them out of there. Just so you don't have the same problem the following year. Now, on your lilac that has white, that could be a powdery mildew. If you take your fingers and you run it back and forth up the stem, if it's a powder and it comes right off, that's a fungus called powdery mildew. And normally during the winter, it will die. Now, the other thing is, if it's a bump, and as you rub, the bumps stay there, it could be an insect called scale. Scale is like a turtle. It has a hard shell, and underneath the shell is the actual insect, and it doesn't chew, doesn't make holes in the foliage, but it is sucking energy out of that plant. What you want to do is, if you have a pump sprayer or even a watering can, you want to buy a product called All Season Oil. And all your garden centers will carry it. And all season oil, you mix it with water and just pour it or spray it over your lilac plant. The oil will coat the shell of the scale, plugging up all of the pores, and the scale insect underneath the shell will not be able to breathe, and it will kill them. And it works very, very well. And a day like today, we're going to have 3 or 4 days of nice weather. So take advantage of it, get this oil on it, and you'll see that it will solve the problem. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Nancy from New Hampshire with a question about her grass.
Good morning, Nancy. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. I have, actually, I have two questions. I noticed yesterday when I was out mulching leaves, my grass on the side yard going into the back and into the front is dying. It's all brown, and it looks like it doesn't have any roots. And I put grub down in the summer. Mm-hmm. And the other question is, in the last storm, a tree branch came down and split one of my trees almost to the root with a tree limb. And
yes.
I was wondering if there's anything I can do for that.
The only thing that you can do with that, and it's something that you have to do today, you can't keep putting it off, get somebody to give you a hand. And what you're going to do is to push the split limb together so that they are now united as one. I want you to buy some duct tape. And I want you to duct tape all the way around the stem from the bottom to that crotch where it broke. But you've got to try and put it in as close to where it was as possible. Okay?
Okay.
Now, once you get the duct tape on, measure the diameter of the trunk. And let's say it measures 3 inches. I want you to go to the hardware, and I want you to get some screws, a regular wood-type screw that's going to be 1/2 inch shorter than the diameter of the trunk. Let's say your split is 1 foot. You're going to put 2 screws going in from one branch into the other, and 2 screws going in the opposite direction. Just like when you break a leg. They put the bone together, and then they pin it. So what's going to happen is the four screws going in opposite each other will hold the branch together. The duct tape will reinforce it during the winter, keeping it in place and keeping moisture out. And then next fall, you're going to cut that duct tape off, remove it from the plant, but leave the screws in that tree. And that should help to hold it together. But if you leave it there and it dries out all winter long, definitely by spring, the branch that peeled off will have died. So it's very, very important that you do that. Okay, so get a couple people. Lift up the branches, put them together, and try and match it for all possible. And then duct tape it as tight as you can. Screws coming in, two from the right, two from the left. And that should hold it in place. And you'll leave it like that for 1 year. Then the duct tape comes out, but the screws will stay in. In the spring, a good general purpose fertilizer like Plant Tone will help to give the plant additional nourishment to help heal itself. Okay? But while the weather is nice, Nancy, today's the day to get the duct tape out. Thank you. Great question.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop. This fall, after you put all your garden equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in the tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pet safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the phone number, we have a brand new number, toll-free, 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. If you give us a call, we'll help you out to have a great day in the garden today. I mean, there's a lot that needs to be done. The leaves are really coming down in the last couple of days. I know after the program, we're going to be taking out the leaf blower and cleaning up the yard again. We also want to tell you about our trip that we're planning to the Chelsea Flower Show and traveling around England, visiting some wonderful gardens, a garden center, Stonehenge, and a lot more. We're leaving on May 22nd through the 30th, and we will spend an entire day at the flower show. Now, this is the biggest flower show in the world. It's absolutely incredible. And if you would like to get some information, you can find it on our website, which is paulparent.com, or you can call Largay Travel. Now, their phone number is 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. And the Chelsea Flower Show is nothing like you have ever seen before. It's not you walk in, you're there for 2 hours, and you're done. This is something that if you take your time and you look at everything and you want to, you'll spend 6 to 8 hours, even longer. It's just that beautiful. And if you go to the website and you click on the Chelsea Flower Show, there are videos that will show you the show from this past year. And all the gardens we are going to visit, we have a link built to them, to the hotels and everything else. And if you're traveling alone, if you call Largay Travel, they will help you find a roommate. When we went to Ireland last year, we had 8 people traveling alone. that we matched up. They shared a room. It saved them a lot of money because you weren't paying for a single room. How much time do you spend in your room? You're there to sleep, period. You'll make some great friends. We travel together, and it will be a fantastic vacation. But it's the 2012 Chelsea Flower Show, May 22nd through the 30th. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. So check it out on our brand new website. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got David from Cape Cod with a question about greenhouses.
Hey, David, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi there, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I've got
my
two
pleasure.
Questions, please.
Yes, sir.
Is there any way to winter over a common myrtle and aloe vera in a non-heated greenhouse? That's my first question. My second is it too late to root Pachysandra in the ground?
Okay. Common myrtle would probably survive in your greenhouse, but the other one will not because it's just too cold. But if you can put it in the greenhouse, and I know if you go to Cape Cod, it's hottier there than it is any place else. And if it's in a sheltered, protected area, out of the wind, it should be okay. And what I would do is set it on the floor and then cover it with some pine needles or some straw. That should do a good job for you. And that will protect it from freezing. Now, for a greenhouse, what you'll need to do is during the winter, you'll have to leave a door partially opened or a vent, because what you don't want to have happen is the greenhouse heat up during the day, get 80 degrees or higher, and then at night get really, really cold. So you've got to find a way to vent so to get the excess heat out, and that will work a lot better for you. But it should do the job.